You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Rice Lake City Council has approved the creation of a new zoning mechanism in an effort to increase the number of mixed-use developments. At their August meeting, city officials noted that the actual creation of the new zoning category will take time to develop, but passing the resolution would allow them to begin that process. Proposed changes could be presented to the City Plan Commission next month and to the full City Council in October. The first of the new zoning districts would be along the waterfront near the former Birchwood Manufacturing location. The Wisconsin Mycological Society is inviting northern Wisconsin residents out for their annual Northwoods Foray in Cable in September. The yearly event will be held at Lakewoods Resort in Cable from September 4th to September 8th. Residents who attend will have an opportunity to take a number of guided hikes, participate in expert-led workshops, and receive hands-on training for identifying different types of mushrooms in the area. Registration for the event and lodging options are available on the Wisconsin Mycological Society's website. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the distribution of the first child care bridge payments on Monday. According to a press release, over 3,100 child care providers across the state will receive a portion of $8.7 million through the program. The program will distribute a total of $110 million in monthly payments included in the new biennial state budget through next June. While the funding will provide assistance, some child care providers still say it may not be enough for them to remain open. The Red Cross of Wisconsin is putting out an urgent call for more disaster volunteers as extreme weather events become more common. Organization officials say disaster action team volunteers are trained to offer immediate relief and support after emergencies like severe flooding or home fires. Interested residents do not need any prior volunteer experience and can receive free training online to both respond to short-term disaster assignments or serve in more long-term leadership roles. The Red Cross is also seeking more volunteers of all types. The Northwest Wisconsin chapter of Whitetails Unlimited is inviting area residents to attend their annual banquet in Shell Lake this fall. The 34th annual banquet will be held at the Shell Lake Arts Center on October 2nd, and tickets for the popular event are now on sale. In addition to a buffet dinner, the event will also feature a silent auction, a live auction, and other contests and raffles featuring prizes like hunting and fishing equipment, as well as wildlife and outdoor-themed artwork. Residents interested in attending can purchase tickets on the organization's website. Billionaire Kathy Cargill has started selling some properties in Park Point months after stirring up controversy over her plans for the area. Cargill had purchased the properties between 2022 and 2024, leading Mayor Roger Reinert to question her intentions for the area. In a Wall Street Journal interview, Cargill said Mayor Reinert had peed in his Cheerios and she would not do anything more to benefit the community. Those comments later sparked a fundraising drive dubbed the Cheerio Challenge, which raised over $50,000 for area food shelves. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents to be wary of scams involving artificial intelligence. Scammers have been using AI chatbots as part of their efforts to obtain personal information or money from potential victims. The ability of the chatbots to simulate conversations allows the scammers to target more victims. Residents should look out for the usual signs of a potential scam, like the scammers trying to create a sense of urgency by threatening consequences for failing to provide personal information or payments. The Polk County Health Department has announced a confirmed case of West Nile virus in a bird found in the county. According to a press release, the bird was tested in mid-July, and the positive result confirms that there are mosquitoes in the area that are infected with West Nile virus. Area residents should take steps to minimize their potential exposure to the virus, like wearing long sleeves and pants and using insect repellent when outside. West Nile virus does not spread from person to person or animal to person, only through the infected mosquitoes. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is raising awareness about the state's Missing Child Alerts program a little over a year after it was created. The program officially launched in April of 2024 after the PRINCE Act, named after a five-year-old who went missing in Milwaukee, was signed into law. The program aims to ensure no missing child goes overlooked because their disappearance does not meet the requirements for an Amber Alert. Since launch, 17 alerts have been issued for 14 children, compared to just 4 Amber Alerts over the same time frame. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced bonus authorizations are now available for the 2025 gun deer hunt season. According to a press release, the bonus antlerless harvest authorizations officially became available for purchase on Monday morning. The bonus authorizations will be sold at a rate of one per person per day until they are sold out entirely or the deer hunting season ends. Residents interested in obtaining the bonus authorizations can do so through the DNR's Go Wild portal or through a licensed in-person sales agent. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A doubleheader at Wrigley Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs scheduled to play two games again today. That's because they got rained out last night in Chicago. The Brewers winning game one yesterday, 7-0, thanks to home runs by Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. Have the Brewers made a statement? Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
I think the message sent really is that, look, there's a big gap. They're ahead of us by a lot. It's a talented team on and off the field. It's a talented team, but there's a big gap, and we got room to make up. There's no question about it. Frankly, that makes it daunting. They've been good, man.
The Brewers now lead the Cubs by 9 games. NFL, despite heavy rains in Green Bay, the Packers held practice, and even though he had thumb surgery a week ago today, Jordan Love was at practice, at least for the first half.
He's doing his job, man. He's doing exactly what he is supposed to do, and being there for the team when he can, taking his mental reps if he's not on the field, and while he is on the field, doing what he's been doing.
That's Packers receiver Romeo Doubs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thriller fans will be happy to know that Glenn Close will play a deranged killer in the new show, Maude. According to Variety, the 8-time Oscar nominee, who famously played a killer in Fatal Attraction, will take on the title character, who is based on Maude Oldcastle, an elderly woman who's a bit nuts. The show is based on material from Swedish authors Nina and Moses Rain. The show will premiere on the UK's Channel 4. Filming is expected to start this year. Believe it or not, despite her 8 Oscar nominations, Glenn Close has never won. If you are looking for a new show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, here's one of Pete's picks. The show Alien Earth is really good. The show follows a spaceship that crashes into Earth, bringing aliens with it. There are too many storylines at play to talk about here, but I definitely recommend checking out the trailer or reading about it before you watch it. The first 2 episodes are available on Hulu. The sequel to the surprise hit Nobody, starring Bob Odenkirk, made a decent showing at the box office last weekend, but could not overtake the previous week's top 2 contenders. Box office smash Weapons, Zach Cregger's creepy follow-up to Barbarian, held on to the number 1 spot with ease and showed only a 44% drop from the opening weekend. Weapons pulled in $24.5 million in week 2 for a domestic total so far of $88 million. The film had a per-screen average of over $7,000. Freakier Friday, starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, finished in 2nd place for the 2nd week in a row, also showing less than a 50% dip at the gate. Nobody 2, the only newcomer to crack the top 5, received positive reviews and a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but had a mediocre showing when it comes to numbers, but will probably be a big hit on streaming platforms. Rounding out the final 2 spots for the top 5 were Fantastic Four, First Steps, and The Bad Guys 2. Sydney Sweeney might have good genes, but they aren't enough to overcome a bad box office showing of her latest film, Americana, which tanked, pulling in only $500,000 on over 1,100 screens for an average of $455 per theater. The film reviewed fairly well, but was not enough to get people to the theaters to see what's being called a modern-day Western. I'm pretty sure her soap made more money last week. Maybe she can use some of it to wash away the stink of the performance of this film. Something tells me she'll be okay. In cheerleading news, yeah, I break all the big stories, the Dallas Cowboy squad is coming back. Netflix has announced there will be a season 3 of America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders. Netflix.com reports that season 2 was a top 10 hit on the streamer for English-speaking countries, because people who speak different languages would never understand what's going on given the complex narrative. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We're going to drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, beautiful sunny day with a high right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.